Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to have you with us because we're going to continue having interesting things for you. Today, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Today, we're going to talk about business. No guest author, no other thing. What's interesting today is I have Tony Capozzi, who is the executive director from the Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it being here. Thank you.
How you doing?
Very well. Thank you. And
yourself? Outstanding. Doing well. I invited Tony on. I've gotten involved with the chamber. I think that they are doing some very interesting things. So what we're going to be talking about in today's program is really about what the chamber does, how it works, why be a member. Because I think a lot of people say, that's a bunch of business people to get together, but I don't really know what they do. But whatever they do, I don't know if it relates to me. So Tony's going to share in the next few minutes how they do what they do and why it's important to be a member of the Ormond Beach Chamber. How's that for a softball?
That's a very softball. Appreciate it.
So go ahead and start sharing with us about what's happening at the chamber.
Well, there's always plenty happening at the chamber. We have many, many events happening. We do a lot of committee meetings, working with businesses. So I guess I can just start off and rattle through events and let you know what's happening there.
Sure,
first.
To give an update on what's happening.
We have seven established events that we have annual at the chamber, and starting off like in the January timeframe, we start off with our annual banquet. We then do a golf tournament in the April timeframe. We then have an economic forum breakfast in June. We do a State of the City in September. We introduced a new signature event called King of the Grill, which will happen this September over at the Casements. I'll get a little more detail about that, but that's going to be a kid zone. There'll be a business expo, there'll be music, there'll be a cook-off for King of the Grill,
Very cool.
A lot of other components to the event. So we're hoping that's going to be a very good event for the community and the residents.
Very good. So it's not all just stodgy business stuff, is it?
No. We do a lot of networking and bring a lot of businesses together in many different ways.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's one element of one of the benefits of being a chamber member. But for the businesses out there that maybe don't understand the benefits and what the chamber does for not only local businesses, but its actual membership. Let's talk a little bit about that. What do they get? What's involved? And then what does it cost?
Okay. Well, a lot of people think that what the chamber does is just networking and just having parties, but obviously it is not that. The networkings are very educational. They put businesses in front of other businesses. Did you ever sit back and say to yourself, oh, I'd love to do business with that person or set up a relationship with that person? So we get to put members in front of other members. So from a networking standpoint, that's a very important aspect. We also have a lot of committees that you can become part of, which would give you a lot of different exposure to the community, to what's happening from an economic development standpoint, what's happening in the city. We have direct discount dollar savings, which can actually pay for your membership. We belong to different programs and have chamber perks with, let's say, Office Depot, for example.
Oh, that's good.
We have great discounts, and just being a chamber member, you can take advantage of that. And most likely, all small businesses will pay their membership fees just by the savings from that program. We also have, we give you a lot of community exposure to various people and just knowledgeable information on Ormond Beach in general. We can give you information what's happening in Ormond Main Street, the city as a whole, where the city is heading, what the direction they're going. We have economic development programs in place.
You know, you've got a directory I've seen. I've got a copy of it that has a list of all the chamber members.
Yes.
And so that's something also that chamber membership, you know, for somebody who's looking for a particular service, you know, let's say they were looking for, I don't know, say a financial planner. Okay, just hypothetically
just
speaking.
Say.
Okay, and you open up that directory and you go down the line. You say, "Oh, Holland Financial is a member of the Ormond Beach Chamber." So it's a way to get that exposure when somebody's looking for a particular service, and that's something that is available at the chamber.
Absolutely, that chamber directory that you mentioned. The big advantage there is they're only chamber members in that directory. We do encourage doing business with chamber members and member to member business, and that's a big plus.
That's very good. And so is there the cost associated? How does that work?
We operate on a tiered level. It basically starts around the $220 a year annual membership and then like a $25 web link fee. And it probably goes up to a max of about $450, $500 depending on the number of employees. It's based on the number
it's
of employees.
It's tiered based on the
tiered
number of employees.
Tiered employees, yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we have Tony Capozzi in the studio with us here today. He's the executive director of the Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce. They're right on Granada Boulevard. If you live in Ormond and you've driven by it a thousand times, you're right there next to First Green Bank and the Maria Bonita that's going in. Looking forward to that, so we have a place to meet for lunch. But anyway, the contact telephone number is locally 386-677-3454, and the website, ormanchamber.com. All right, very good. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. And joining me is Tony Capozzi in the studio, Executive Director of the Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce, ormondchamber.com. And I've gotten recently more involved in the chamber, and it's a really interesting group of people that you have there, Tony. And the interesting thing is businesses coming together to do different things. And to do that, you have these different committees. So give me a rundown for our listeners of the different committees and what they do, and maybe how somebody who's thinking of joining the chamber might see it as an opportunity to get involved or know the capabilities of the chamber.
Sure. Yes, the committees are definitely a way to get involved, learn, get yourself educated as to what is happening, meet a lot of business people, and we have a lot of different committees. First off, start off with the Ambassadors Committee, for example. We have roughly 40 to 50 members in the Ambassadors Committee, and what they do is they attend all of our ribbon cuttings, special functions, VIP parties, any kind of soft openings, and they're the positive extension to the chamber out there. And they get to meet new businesses that are coming in by doing the ribbon cuttings. They know ahead of time who's opening up and what's happening. So
that's cool.
That's a big advantage over there.
It's good to be in the know.
Yes, and they definitely get some recognition while they're out there and meet a lot of people.
Very good.
We do a leadership class also, and that leadership class we hold annual, and it is a 7-day, half-day sessions, and that's designed to potential future leaders of the community. And
very
we
good.
Introduce them to the government, the city, everything in Ormond Beach. They go on a bus tour. We have great speakers coming in. And it's a very exciting thing that we do every year. And we're coming into our 10th year, I believe.
Wow, I was going to ask you that. And when is it done? When does it kick off?
Usually starts in the April timeframe.
Okay.
And it spreads out over about a 2-month period, but it's only 7 half-days.
Okay, very good.
We also have the Education Committee, which we work with the schools in a lot of different ways. One thing we do is we have the ACE Awards, which is Achievement in Civic Excellence, and we recognize students and present them with this award at the commission meetings. So they are on public record of receiving the award.
That's the ultimate, is it?
Yes.
Do something good and make sure it gets recognized and captured.
Absolutely. Along with the students, we recognize teachers, and we do Teacher of the Quarter, and we visit them in the schools and
Neat.
Present them right in their classroom. We surprise them with a little memento, and the mayor comes with us, and he presents a key to the city to them.
So that's neat.
Very exciting. And we started a new program there. We started a school business chamber partnership. We ask schools for their initiatives and wish list, and we match chamber members with their business in any way they can help in their expertise, their knowledge, to help them complete these initiatives that they have. So it's a win-win for everybody. Again, there's a lot of different committees, but economic development is another very popular, very busy committee. They meet monthly at the chamber, and they have a guest speaker, and this is a place where businesses can learn what's happening in the city. We have representatives from the city who give an update on the overall city, the direction it's going, what's happening. We have members of Ormond Main Street to give an update on the Main Street.
Very good.
And then I give an update on the chamber as a whole. And then we have a guest speaker. We're scheduled all the way through the end of the year on our speakers. I'll give you a couple of examples that
sure.
we have coming up.
Please do.
Mike, I'll give a couple of plugs out there. But August 8th, we have Karen Jans from Embry-Riddle will be speaking. September 12th, I think it is, we have Daryl Toll, the CEO of Florida Hospital.
Very good.
No, we have Rob Earnhardt scheduled sometime for the year. Connie Brunell from UCF, the business incubator, will be speaking. They also do tours. Recently, they did the Ormond Airport, and they got some experience as to how that operates. So
that's
that was
good.
Very interesting. And they also do a publication called Doing Business in Ormond. And this publication,
I've seen this. It's very good.
We're building on it every year. And it's intended for current or potential businesses, and it's kind of a resource list as to where to go, Business 101, how to get your licenses, where do you go for permits, contact information, and anything that you'd want to know if you were in business.
I've seen this, ladies and gentlemen. It's very helpful. In fact, I wish I had a copy of that when I started Holland Financial back in 97. It's like a book or a booklet that's the easy button, like all the different things that you can go and do, and it really makes it efficient to get started doing business in Ormond Beach.
Very helpful tool, yes.
Excellent. Very good. Well, if you're just joining us, that voice you hear besides me is Tony Capozzi. He's the Executive Director of the Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce, ormondchamber.com, and the telephone number is 386-677-3454. We're going to take a quick break. Be back in 30 seconds.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Don't you love that I keep that promise? It's just 30 seconds. I do. I think it's great. And here we are. Tony Capozzi, Executive Director, Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce, ormondchamber.com, and 386-677-3454. Now, one of the things that's really struck me as interesting, Tony, is that, you know, over at the Chamber, you guys aren't just sitting around not being innovative, which I like. You know, sometimes Chambers of Commerce, people don't have maybe the best understanding of what they do. And you guys are doing things that are new and different, and you're looking for ways to help your membership. It's not just a static set of benefits that you offer. So one of the things that really excited me, and I've gotten more involved partly because of this, is you have this new business panel. And so you got to tell everybody about that, because I think it's one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time.
Well, we have always tried to look for ways to help our members, retention, help businesses. And in these economic times, we'd want to help any business in any way that we possibly could. A couple of things on the website, for example, we have a new website being launched pretty soon, and we added a business resource section.
That's nice.
And that's going to have a bunch of information to help businesses out. One other thing we just recently introduced that you were referring to, and we're very excited about it, is we created a panel of advisors. And we chose approximately seven categories and disciplines.
Different disciplines, yeah. Or departments, if you will, of different categories of people's expertise.
Yes.
Okay.
We created, like, for example, a CPA, and obviously your involvement now with financial planning.
That was a great choice, by the way.
So we have
Lisa's
some...
shaking her head at the shameless plugs over here, but no, go ahead. So you got a CPA, you've got a financial planner.
We have legal, attorney, real estate, and a marketing person.
Yeah, that's Mr. Kevin Gettings over there at Rod 104.7 and 1340 AM.
And what we're hoping to do is, this is going to involve all of our membership. But these folks initially are kicking off this panel, and we hope to kick off this whole program by the beginning of next year at the latest, if possible sooner. And the intent here is to help businesses I hate to say this word, but with free advice.
Well, yeah,
to some extent.
I think it's almost like it's a direction. It's some guidance.
Yes, guidance, you know, is the right word.
It's not going to be where, you know, if somebody accesses that panel that they get services for a life kind of thing. But they have to be a chamber member to take advantage of these counselors or advisors that can guide people on where to go or what to do and maybe help them through whatever they're going through.
Absolutely. You must be a chamber member to take advantage of this. And thank you for the correction. The right word is guidance.
Well, because, for example, if somebody, you know, they call the chamber and you talk to them, Tony, and they say, you know, I really need to meet with one of your business advisors at this panel, and I have this financial situation. Okay, we're going to send you to see David Holland at Holland Financial because he's on the panel. And I talk to them. Well, I'll figure out what kind of need they have. And it may be that I can say, well, here, you just need to do X, Y, and Z and send them on their way. Or I might say, you know what, you need more help, but actually, it's a legal issue you have. So then I would send them to the legal person on the panel. Mm-hmm. And the other two categories, we mentioned CPA, financial planner, legal, real estate, marketing, and insurance,
yes,
and banking.
That's correct.
So that's
our
seven power members. We're happy to help. So that's exciting, because I think that's something that not many places where people can go and get that kind of help, you know, without getting a bill when you first sit down.
Absolutely. That sometimes it's just a simple question, and they feel comfortable, and we have the experts there to provide them with it.
But they've got to call the chamber, 677-3454, and also the website, ormondchamber.com. And the other thing, it's just for members to access the service, and then in the future, there will be also an opportunity for chamber members to serve on this panel, because it's not a set group of people.
That's correct. There will be the initial lead panel folks that are taking the lead on this. We'll have like a one-year term, if you want to call it a term, and we'll rotate through all of our members to take part in the program. They're also taking part because the leads will also refer to the other, to the same members of their business within the same industry. So it's involving all of our chamber members, not just helping the businesses, but also within all the categories.
That's a very good point. We'll be talking to them about, you know, once we understand their need, then we'll be able to direct them within the directory of chamber members. Well, hey, you know what? You need this other service. Maybe you need printing, or you need something else that's part of that directory. So we'll be able to communicate that to them. And if they come to see me, for example, Tony, and I say, okay, you need some financial help, well, then I'm going to give them a sheet that has a list of the financial planners or advisors that are part of the Ormond Chamber. Say, hey, here are the folks that could help you with your problem or your situation, what you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. That is the that's the way it's intended. Yes.
Sounds really good to me. Well, if you're just joining us, it's Tony Capozzi, Executive Director of the Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce, 386-677-3454, and it's ormondchamber.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Tony Capozzi in the studio with us, Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce. He's the executive director. How long have you been there, Tony?
He's executive director, approximately 2 years.
Okay, very good.
But I had member involvement with the chamber when I was
We kind of dove right in. We didn't give you a proper introduction here, and I appreciate that. So you've been involved, and the chamber has been around for quite a while now, too.
Yes, actually, just last year, I believe it celebrated its 65th anniversary.
65 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Impressive.
Yes, it is. As a business owner in the past, I was a member of the chamber for many years, and then I sat on the board of directors and also was a past president for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things that we also skipped over was talking about the structure of the chamber. It's an entity. It lives and breathes, and so you have a board of directors?
Yes.
And you have a president?
Yes, we do. We are a 501c6 not-for-profit organization, and we are structured with a board of directors. There's an executive committee made up of five, which is a president, vice president, treasurer, and 18 total board members, including the executive director. Including the executive committee.
Okay, very good.
And then myself as the executive director, carry out the operations, and we have a staff currently of 4 looking to go to 5.
Okay, well, that's still a pretty tight group, and you're not, you know, for the chamber members, they need to know, you know, you're not out there spending gobs of money on staffing. You've got a pretty, it's lean and hopefully not too mean, but pretty lean and able to do the work.
Absolutely. In accordance with our mission statement, all funds that we make goes back into the business community and into the community in some way. Yes.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And so that's how this structured, because I've always wondered about that and say, well, how exactly do they do it? Now, in terms of giving back or putting back into the business, is there some coordination with the, you mentioned economic development? Mm-hmm. You know, the city, of course, has its own initiatives.
Yes.
The city of Ormond Beach, and then also the Main Street guys, or that group. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about some of the opportunities with being involved with the chamber, with trying to get new businesses into the area.
Well, as I mentioned before, in our economic development group, that's where you can learn what's happening in the city.
Okay, very good.
So you can always have that information. Joe Manarino, the economic development person over at the city, he attends this meeting and gives us an update overall as to what's happening. And as I mentioned, Ormond Main Street does the same. What the chamber focuses on is retention. We try to help our businesses in any way that we could from a retention approach. We will partner with the city if there's any kind of possible new business potential Good. Candidates coming in.
Good.
We're aware of the open storefronts. We're aware of where we are in the city as a whole, because we're all up to speed as to what is happening. And we will do site visits and help the city in any way that we possibly could.
It's very good. In terms of, you know, being supportive of the business community, I would imagine that the last 2 to 3 years have been a real challenge, and there's probably been a huge need for any help that could be provided. And so that's again why I think it's exciting to have this panel that you're working on, and that will allow people to access. So if somebody's out there listening and say, hey, I could use some help, you know, I've got this question, and, you know, I don't know if it's a legal question, I don't know if it's a CPA question, you know, maybe they got a question on something with a lease, or they're thinking about, you know, leasing property, or they're thinking about doing something, open a second location, and they have some questions. So they can call you or call the chamber office and say, hey, here's my situation. Give me some direction, and then you can direct them to this panel.
Absolutely. We would love to be a resource for these businesses, even if they're in existence and they just need help.
Well, that's
a
good point.
Or if they're new businesses coming into town.
Yeah, so if it's a new business, and maybe it's a person, we talked about this the other day, Tony, somewhere where somebody's maybe been working out of their home, and now they're ready to open up the office and start, you know, doing it that way. The service capability is not only for new businesses, but for people who have had a business and they're just looking to expand or grow, and they need some guidance.
Absolutely. Yes. That's one of the key things. We do have a lot of in-home businesses in Ormond Beach, as well as the brick and mortar places, and everybody wants to expand and everybody wants to grow. So in any way that we can help anybody expand.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list: CPA, financial planner, legal, real estate, marketing, insurance, banking, this dream team, if you will. I don't know if we would be able to beat those basketball players with the Olympics or not, but that's quite a list. I'd like to probably access some of those myself when I started my own business.
Well,
so good setup.
You are all set and in there, so I'm sure you will meet all those folks if you haven't already and be
Very
part
good.
Of that team.
Tony Capozzi, Executive Director, Ormond Beach Chamber of Commerce, 677-3454, ormondchamber.com. Thank you for being with us, Tony.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.